Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Becca says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this. I say almost because I feel like you guys are my people and will get me.
We are.
I got an awkward call from my son's kindergarten teacher. She said that my son will pass gas in a group circle and then get up and try to get a high five from her.
Well, you know, when it's a good one.
She asked if he was learning this at home. I was mortified to admit that, yes, he was. She told me that needed to stop. Look, we think farts are hilarious in our house. It's a normal bodily function, and it's just a fun thing that my son and I do with each other. I even get a high five from him when I do it. Oh, God. I have told him that he can only do this with me, but one of my girlfriends says that I need to stop that altogether. She said it's disturbing. I think it's harmless fun, but a few people in my mom's circle are telling me I'm teaching socially inappropriate behavior to a child too young to understand the societal norms. Ooh. Are they right? Sorry to lower the standards on your show this morning. Well, who are we kidding? This is your wheelhouse. LOL. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, That was a big sentence. The whole understand societal norms, socially inappropriate behavior. Sure, I get this. But listen, like, I come from a family where we're just a little bit more open about that. Now, I think, to me, he'll learn on his own that that's there are appropriate times for that and not. But, you know, maybe I'm just being too blasé in that whole area.
Jessica on Facebook says, girl, sounds like you're a great mom, but still, your boy is going to fart on stage during graduation, boo. That's got to stop.
I just don't think it's a big deal. Maybe that's just me. And I have three daughters. I have a wife. You know, there are noises that happen in our house. A lot of times it's coming out of the mouth. It's belching as opposed to farting. That's usually that's reserved for me a lot of times. But you know, I will say that there have been times when we've been out in public and one of my daughters will rip a burp and go, whoops, I forgot we were out. You know, in public. Yeah.
See, so that's where it gets you in trouble is the whole when you're outside of the home. And when you're in kindergarten, I think it is a little difficult for that message to sink in that, hey, this is okay here, but not at school. Rebecca said, well, we laughed them too, but the high five is a bit much. Well, yes, it's a normal function and everyone does that. Getting up to receive praise is and can be disruptive to the classroom.
That is true.
Yes, he's just a kindergarten student, though, so it's not like he's at Harvard. So just keep reiterating this is only a home thing and not out in public or for the classroom in social situations. Oh, my God. How many more are you going to do?
I don't know how much. For like, if you want to comment, you can. But I think 502-571-9970, I'd almost like to also hear if you've got a story of when your kid outed you. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you know, you did that and mom, that smells so bad.
No, not just that, but like, you know, the kid told on you to someone else, like, oh, well, we do that, you know, or you know, you take your kid to work and it's like, Dad, there are no clowns here. You said you work with a bunch of clowns.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
That type of stuff, yes. Right? Right?
So, listen, they're little sponges. They're going to, you know, listen to everything you say. You've got to be careful about that.
Right. So, you know, look, I agree with everybody who's saying, tell your kid that's a at-home sort of fun thing that we do. Let's not do that in public and just keep kind of reiterating that.
Another Rebecca said, this is fantastic, but the teacher is so upset, we all know the kids aren't, then just remind him not to get high five and waft it her way. Oh, God. Yeah. That's mean.
Right.
Rude, don't do that either.
Right. All right. So anyways, 502-571-9970. I'd love to hear of when your kid told on you inadvertently.
Uh-oh.
All right. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Becca's kid got in trouble at school for farting and then tried to get a high five from classmates and the teacher. She taught him this. She's like, hey, it's normal. Fun thing that she and her son do together, but like she's got people that are all up in her ear saying that's socially inappropriate. You're teaching him this.
Well, and the teacher called and said, hey, you know, he can't try to get a high five from me in the middle of class. It's disruptive.
Yeah. So, you know, we all just kind of said, hey, just kind of reiterate the fact that maybe we do this at home and not in public. But we also want to know, when did your kid out you? Like as a parent, you know?
Those are rolling in on text. Nikki said, I'm one of those that I don't fart in front of anyone. Nothing wrong with it. Just not for me. My husband likes to do it. Says, babe, and laughs hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
When my son was like four, he farted so loud at the grocery store, people looked. What did he do? Yell, Mom! And then laugh hysterically. I about died.
When it wasn't her, right?
Exactly.
That's funny. Hey, Shelby.
I had a first grader. He was at school. He called a peer and and the teacher called home and said, hey, your kid just called one of his classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teacher asked him where he learned that. And he said, my mom calls my dad that all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Megan.
So I'm actually a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So we've heard it all. But I will say I got a call from my son's teacher that my son was going around recess just exploding with the F-bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And listen, oh no. I know. And I've never, you know, I mean, I do. If there was a tip jar, I would be filling it up. But I'm just saying, as a teacher, we've heard it all. I've heard about parents get drunk. I've heard about my mom was dancing with her booty all over my daddy in the kitchen.
Oh, that's
I've
funny.
Heard it all. And you know what? It's amazing. And live your life. And there's so much pressures on parents that she should not have to worry. But I'm glad that her and her son have such an open relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you know, we don't want to be in graduation giving high fives out far. You know what? My son and my husband still do it, probably, in the house.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Kimberly said, I was taking my daughters to school, got pulled over for my taillight not working. My daughter goes to class, tells the entire class and the teacher that her mommy got pulled over by a policeman and gave him her credit card.
Let's make this go away. Hey, Tara.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but here we are.
That's all right. I've got a good one.
All right.
So my daughter and I are at a store, and she's like between two and three at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now passing gas and all that kind of body flatulence stuff is not something that she's used to at home. It's really not something that we do. It's kind of more one of those taboo type of things. So
it's a sometimes stall. Treat.
right. So she hadn't been exposed to it much.
Sure.
So we get in the stall, and I decided I needed to use the bathroom too. Number one, mind you.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. I'm using the bathroom. My 2-year-old daughter is standing there looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And as I start to use the bathroom, there's somebody in the stall next to us.
Oh, no.
And she absolutely has a massive explosion. I'm talking World War II explosion in the toilet next to us. My daughter's eyes got as big as bowling balls. She's looking right at me. And she says, Mommy, was that you? And I didn't know what to say, so I just kind of sit there. She's, like, trying to look in the toilet at me. So I finally had to say, honey, no, it wasn't me. She looks big-eyed at me still and says, well, Mommy, was it me?
Oh, God.
Did I do that? Did I make those noises?
I'm trying to get things taken care of, trying to stand up, get the toilet flushed. And the lady next to us says, no, honey, I'm sorry. It was me.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh.
Out of the stall, didn't wash our hands. I'm like yanking her out the bathroom. I absolutely did not want to lay eyes on this
Yeah, I was
going to
say, Tara, you do not want to have eyes on this person.
No. And she was obviously so embarrassed. I'm sure she's going to be in there for a while.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
I rushed her out the bathroom as far away from the bathroom as we could get. And then I had to explain to her, you know, like,
Yeah.
Honey, when we're in there, things can happen.
Noises.
We don't.
Right. We just don't talk about it.
That's funny. Tara, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Oh,
appreciate it. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's the worst. I'm telling you. Stop talking.
Anybody who's a parent knows that trying to drag a little toddler into the bathroom with you, they just have all sorts of questions.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And everything. So.
And they're going to just ask you out loud.
Oh, stupid, stupid stuff. All right. Oh, hey, by the way. If you've got any other stories, they just continue to roll in of when your kids have outed you, all right?
Like just completely embarrassed you in public, like, whatever. Hold on, called you out.
Yeah, that's fine. You can continue calling in. 502-571-9970. So it all started with Becca's son ripping one in kindergarten class and then asking the teacher for a high five for it. And then we started getting all sorts of stories of how your kids either A, embarrassed you in public, or B, outed you.
Yeah, because Becca had to admit to the teacher, yeah, you learned that from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sam sent us a message and said, when my daughter was little, she would help me put the laundry in the washing machine and scoop the detergent. Saturdays were the days that we stripped the bed and washed the sheets. So we were out at Walmart one day. She is in a crowded aisle, saw me put scent boosters into the buggy. She looks over at a stranger and yells, "That's for my mama's stripping Saturdays."
Oh, my gosh. Different kind of stripping.
That's funny.
Elena said, my family is really big into the paranormal. So one weekend, my mom and dad had family and friends over to do the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, I went to kindergarten and wrote about it in my daily journal with a cute little picture for my teacher to see. That was probably pretty disturbing.
Jenna.
So you all were talking about embarrassing moments with children.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, my son was 4 in daycare, and he's a big TikToker. And him and another little boy were sitting on the playground, and the teacher asked them what they were doing, and my son pops up and says, "We're smoking pot."
Oh, my gosh.
So I had, when I went to pick him up that day, I had a long conversation with the daycare teacher.
Ah, oh, nothing. We're just smoking some pot. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, "No, I sure don't."
Oh.
I'm like, "Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's no."
That's
no.
funny. Mm-hmm. Jenna.
Oh, my gosh.
Great story. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Hey, Brittany.
Hey. So it wasn't with a school embarrassment, but I was a surrogate several years back when my kids were young. Mm-hmm. And when I got noticeably pregnant, people would, and I'd be like out to eat with the kids, the waitress or whatever, be like, "Oh my gosh, are you so excited for your new baby brother or sister?" They're like, "It's not coming home. It's not ours."
Oh my God.
And then,
oh my gosh.
The looks people would give you after
the
that.
Looks of utter shock and confusion on poor people's faces. And I was like, "They're not wrong." Why they said that.
Oh, yeah, that's too funny.
It was always the funniest thing because I was just like, they're not in denial.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Brittany, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Hi, Mia.
My child did not out me. My child just embarrassed me to no end at the grocery store. So this is back when COVID had just hit, and she was around 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm teaching her animals and, you know, the sounds that they make, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so we're at the grocery store, and she's pointing to this woman looking into a, you know, like the frozen section, into a frozen section door. And she's pointing at this woman, and she's going, "Mommy, Mommy." And I'm like, "Yes, dear." And she goes, "Pig, pig."
Oh, gosh.
And she's going, "Oink, oink, oink." And I'm like, looking at this woman, hoping that there is an image of a pig on, like, a food item or something.
You're like, bail me out.
"Where, baby? Where do you see the pig?"
Oh, God.
And she's like, "Right there, Mommy." Oink, 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 and this woman is staring her dead in her face. I'm hoping she has on a mask that has a pig on it. Nope. The woman just has a nose that's kind of pushed back. It's fantasy. It kind of looks piggish.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm just running down the aisle, like, grabbing my child, apologizing and avoiding her.
Oh, my gosh.
That is funny.
Oh, you can't get out of those situations fast enough. You can't.
Christy texts in, and we'll end it here. My daughter announced in a full Walmart restroom that she didn't know I had earrings in my privates. Mommy. Can I try those on? Oh, shoot. That's hysterical. All right.
That's just much.
Thank you for all the stories. This has been fun.